In the newsroom, I am Dave Wolf. The health departments in Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties are teaming up with the United Way of Southwest Michigan to increase the COVID-19 vaccination rate and fight misinformation. Berrien County Health Department spokesperson Jillian Conrad tells us they're looking to sign up vaccine champions.
Vaccine champions can be individuals or nonprofit organizations who will educate communities, their neighbors, their friends, their family members, on the importance of the COVID-19 vaccine.
Conrad says those vaccine champions will be trained by the health department on how to talk to people within their spheres of influence and the community on the importance of doing their part to fight COVID-19.
So people that they work with or go to school with, go to church with, or know through their neighborhood, it's those trusted, credible messengers who you know who are going to be able to make the biggest impact on moving the needle and helping someone come to a yes decision.
There will be a monthly stipend of $300 for vaccine champions. The three partners have received private funding through the Michigan Health Endowment Fund, the Michigan Association of United Ways, and the Cressage Foundation for the Vaccination Champion Program. You can find out more at volunteer.uwsm.org. A Goebbels man has been shot and killed by Van Buren County Sheriff's deputies early Tuesday morning after he stabbed a canine several times. Deputies were called to the home on State Street around 2 a.m. for a domestic violence call and found the suspect in the crawl space. The canine entered there, and the suspect got into the basement after stabbing the dog, who survived. Sheriff Dan Abbott says deputies then went into the house.
Once they went downstairs to try and take him into custody, the subject was tased to no avail. The subject still did have the knife in his possession, did not go by verbal commands, and unfortunately, the deputies end up using lethal force once they were confronted with the subject with a knife coming at him.
The 31-year-old had several warrants for his arrest. The canine was taken to a vet and is in stable condition. Set for next Tuesday is a city commission primary election in St. Joseph. There will be 9 candidates on the ballot. That will be whittled down to 6 for the November election, in which 3 are being elected. The top 2 vote-getters in November will get 4-year terms, while the candidate with the third most votes will be a 2-year term. The St. Joseph City Clerk's Office says it's issued 1,065 absentee ballots and has had 499 returned. The clerk also says they get calls every day asking about the candidates. Also next Tuesday, voters in Orinoco Township will decide on a police millage renewal. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.